Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, 2021 National Flight Instructor of the Year, who was inducted into the National Association of Flight Instructors Hall of Fame in 2022. Ron is an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He is an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time and is today's host.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. And if you're an aviator, there's two places you could be today that make a difference. One would be at the actual Sun and Fun, the location, the event at Lakeland, Florida, which is going on, the 49th Annual International Aerospace Expo and Sun and Fun event. The other place you could be, if you can't be at Lakeland, is there at watching us on TV, the Florida Aviation Network, because we are interviewing a number of very interesting aviation personalities this week, and opportunity for you to learn about various people and products and services and the like is just immense today. So I'm glad you joined us for this particular interview, and I hope you'll stay tuned for other interviews to follow here after this one. My guest this morning is Mr. Larry Langwick. It's with Connect 6, the company, and they have a very special product called SayWeather. And we're going to learn all about that after we meet Larry. Larry, thank you for joining us today. It's good to have you here at Sun and Fun.
Ron, thank you so much. It's very exciting to be here. It's my pleasure to be talking about SayWeather.
Well, good, good. And you're from St. Petersburg, I understand.
That is correct.
Our neighbor to the west here.
Exactly.
Very good. So do you get over to Lakeland very often or just for Sun and Fun? Or?
Actually, we try to come over here and visit the Aerospace Center of Excellence and experience Lakeland whenever we can.
There's so much to do here on the Sun and Fun campus, not just during the Sun and Fun week, but at other times as well. The other 51 weeks of the year, there's a lot going on at Aerospace Center for Excellence, the museum and the Redbird simulators, and just amazing for adult kids like me and kids, the younger generation and the like. So anyway, well, good. So tell us about Connect 6, a new company, or has it been around for a while?
We've been around since about 2016. And that's when we introduced our SayWeather product, and we've been selling the systems for a few years now. We have quite a few out there. We have about 100 of them, and so we're actually started in St. Petersburg, but our current location is in Clearwater, just north of there.
Okay.
But we've been in operation and been selling and supporting our systems for a couple of years now.
So you said you've got about 100 of them deployed various places all in Florida or throughout the
United
States?
No, this is throughout the United States. We have several in Canada. We actually have a test system in Sweden. We have a couple down in Chile. So we've had a little bit of international outreach, but most of the systems are here in the lower 48.
Okay, so the system about which you speak is... has something to do with weather reporting, I imagine, but
absolutely.
I don't really know yet without hearing your explanation.
So so maybe I can start out with the need that we recognized. So when we started Connect 6, we were looking across the spectrum of aviation needs. And one of the things we found is that by our estimates, about 70% of general aviation pilots here in the lower 48 are flying into and out of airports that do not have automated weather. So essentially, you're left with a windsock, a wind tee, or maybe neither. And that's a pretty substantial number. That could be well over 100,000 aircraft/pilots that are flying around without automated weather at their home base airports or at their destination airports. So I, in particular, had purchased some property here in Florida at an airport community that didn't have any automated weather. And through some interesting experiences there, realized that, hey, this is something that is a big need, and we need to address this. So my business colleague and I went to work, and we put together the SayWeather unit. And essentially what that does is it provides AWOS-like or ASOS-like capability for small airports. So if it's a small private airport, a small regional airport, a municipal airport, a county airport, those kinds of things where an AWOS has not been installed. It operates on the Unicom frequency. You can simply key your mic And if you key your mic three times, that sends a request to the system, and it will respond over the CTAP with a current surface advisory. So now the pilot is situationally aware and can appropriately set up for an approach to landing. It's if you take a look at the data, one of the things when we did our analysis, we took a look back at the null reports. We tried to analyze what the big needs were. You hear a lot about loss of control. And when you take a look at accidents, especially in the landing phase of flight, where the majority of them really happen, wind is a big cause of non-fatal aviation accidents. And if you take a look at where wind is a factor, about 90% of the accidents that occur as a result of wind are in the airport environment. So it's approach to landing or in the landing phase, somewhere in the airport environment. And then you look within that, and the data shows that most of those accidents occur because of gusts, tailwinds, or crosswinds. So if you conclude that pilot training is adequate, that those pilots know how to fly their airplanes, their training is adequate, the result conclusion is that those individuals were not situationally aware. Those that crashed were not situationally aware. So the great thing about SayWeather is it provides that situational awareness, but it also does it in a in what's called a multimodal way. Instead of reading weather or looking at a screen or scanning through pages on an iPad, you're actually just hearing it. So it's very minimum distraction. So you're situationally aware, you're not distracted, you're very well prepared then to set up for your landing phase of flight. That's the compelling need of SayWeather. That's what we address with our system.
Being able to get the information, receive the information, but remaining situationally aware of where you are as a pilot relative to the pattern, other traffic, right, and the like. Right. Looking outside the cockpit, but hearing the weather.
Exactly. That's the key right there, Ken, is being able to continue to look outside the airport, look for other traffic. There may be a student in the pattern that's not familiar. Who knows? You're focused on flying the aircraft. You're situationally aware through the ear.
Okay, well, that's good. So you're a pilot yourself, I imagine?
Yes, I got my private back in 1981.
Good
and
for you.
Eventually got an instrument rating. So, yep, I've been flying quite a few years.
Good. And what do you fly now, Larry?
I have a Cessna Skylane.
Oh, a Skylane, 182. Yep.
182, good. Great airplane.
Good. And did I hear you say you live at an airpark?
I do have some property there. I haven't lived there yet. I hope to retire there, but okay. We're currently working on our property there, yes.
Good. What airpark, if I may ask?
It's actually FL-90. It's on North Captiva Island, just off of Fort Myers.
Oh, okay. Good. Did it weather the hurricane okay? Or?
You know, interestingly, Ian decided to make landfall right there. If you look at the NOAA path, it was aligned about 200 feet south of the airstrip, which is where our house is. But fortunately, we fared okay.
So you do have a house there already?
Yes.
Okay. And it made it through the hurricane? Okay.
It miraculously made it through.
Wow. Yes. That is a blessing.
It did have some damage, but not
yeah,
that.
But nothing wipeout like some of the places.
Nothing that's too serious.
Well, that's I'm glad to hear that. So are you living there now or will be someday?
Hope to be someday soon.
Okay, yep. Good. And do you keep your airplane there now?
Actually, we're based at Albert Witted right now. Oh, okay. So we're at Albert Witted Airport there in St. Petersburg, and just fly back and forth.
Just south of the downtown building.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful airplane.
Yes.
Good restaurant on the field there as well.
So yes.
Kudos
great
for
restaurant.
The, for the restaurant there.
Yep.
That's good. All right. Well, so I would imagine there's some infrastructure equipment that you put in place with SayWeather. And tell us a little bit about that and who makes that.
Sure. So given that we have a fairly substantial need to keep pilots situationally aware, the next step is how do we do that cost effectively? A lot of the airports that don't have an AWOS face budget issues, and not everyone can get the FAA support funding necessary to put that in, or not everyone has the budget to handle the yearly upkeep of an AWOS. So we tried to put together a system that would be very cost cost conscious about how we put this hardware together. We analyzed a number of weather stations and finally settled on Davis as the supplier for the weather station that we use at the airport. The Davis weather station is solar powered, battery backup. It is easy to install. and it has wireless communication over a distance of up to a mile. So the owner-operator receives a Say Weather system, and included in that is this Davis weather station. It can be installed very quickly, usually in less than an hour. It communicates the information wirelessly back to Say Weather. The Say Weather actually would reside in an FBO or in a hangar home or in a hangar. It's all a self-contained unit. Everything is inside the self-contained unit, the receiver, the processor, and the transceiver that talks over VHF. So that unit is very low power. It requires about 10 watts of AC power. And then the only other thing that needs to be done is the installation of a small antenna that is provided on a small J-bar that can be easily attached to the side of a building. And that's it.
So the Davis Weather Station about which you speak is a package unit that you buy from a vendor.
From
or
Davis,
a supplier,
correct.
From Davis, okay. Mm-hmm. And it does all the weather measurements, and then they're transmitted wirelessly to your Say Weather unit, which is located in a different spot, perhaps
correct.
In a hangar, an FBO, or a hangar home,
correct.
Or wherever,
yes.
and the like. And then from there, the information is transmitted out over a VHF frequency to a pilot when he or she clicks the mic on the UNICOM or CTAF frequency.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, good. So so this Davis package, a small little unit, or is it, we talking big?
No, it's compact. The entire weather station is probably about a foot and a half high. The anemometer and wind vane are separate. So the way it's designed is the weather station, what they call the ISS, the integrated sensor suite, would be situated on a pole about 6 feet off the ground. There's a temperature dew point sensor inside of that, and it is best suited for making those measurements fairly low to the ground. It's fan aspirated, so it's 24/7, so it pulls air through there 24/7 to make sure that those measurements are accurate for dew point. Then 30 to 40 feet up, you'll have the wind vane and anemometer, and it simply plugs into the integrated sensor suite, and from there, everything is transmitted wirelessly back to Say Weather.
So a weather station in a box with a couple of...
Weather station in a box, yep. Very easy to, quick to install, solar-powered, quick job.
Well, that's great. That's great. And then the unit that's installed remote from that, the Say Weather unit that does the transmitting to the pilots in aircraft, so what all involved there? A receiver?
So it does have a transceiver built in.
Transceiver, okay.
And then there's a processor. Once the weather, there's a receiver for the weather information, and then that information goes from that receiver to the Say Weather processor. The Say Weather processor takes that information and processes it through AWAS algorithms. So the processor actually produces information, verbal information, that is identical to what you would find out of an ASOS or AWAS. And we include in that unit a precision barometric pressure sensor. We have a triple redundant barometric pressure sensor in there that is NIST traceable calibrated, which assures AWAS accuracy for the altimeter setting. That, from the weather station and from the precision barometric pressure sensor, all of that information is processed by the Say Weather processor. That continually monitors the VHF radio for key clicks, and once key clicks are received, it will respond with an immediate up-to-date weather advisory. This is advisory weather, not weather observation. It's a distinction with an ASOS or an AWAS. It's advisory weather, so that advisory weather then is transmitted to the pilot that requested it.
But if there's no other source for weather from that airport, then advisory information versus observation weather is just equally important.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's the thing. And
yeah.
You wouldn't find it on an IFR approach plate, but an IFR pilot could certainly use that information to be educated about what the current conditions are.
Right. Understanding what the wind will be at the time of arrival.
Right.
Barometric
exactly.
pressure, so you can set your altimeter and make sure you're accurate there.
Exactly.
Yeah, very, very good. Just in general, can you tell me, I'm sure that Say Weather is less expensive than an AWAS or an ASOS system. Are we talking half the cost, a third of the cost, or?
Well, in some cases, maybe a tenth. Our entry level system is $8,995, so $8,995, and that gets you winds, gusts, temperature, dew point, altimeter, and barometric pressure setting.
But no precipitation discriminator or anything like that.
That's correct. That's correct. But we do have that capability, and that is an option on what we call our Pro Plus system. What I just described was Pro 2. Pro Plus can be fitted with visibility, present weather, sky condition, and cloud height.
Oh, and cloud height as well.
Absolutely. So we can integrate a solometer and a visibility sensor with present weather.
So almost the same as an AWOS or an ASOS.
Exactly. Yeah. We can pretty much provide everything that an AWOS provides.
Interesting.
And those are add-on options. Those are sensors that would put an additional cost to the system. But if you were to buy one of our systems fully equipped with all of the sensors, it's approximately $45,000. We provide those...
That's the Cadillac of the system.
That's the Cadillac of the system. We provide those pre-configured for your airport. All the parameters are set. The advisory airport identification is set. All of that. It comes as a turnkey system. You simply install it, turn it on, you're ready to go.
So do your staff have to install it, or can someone purchase and install it themselves?
It's designed specifically to allow the airport to install it themselves. We provide everything that's needed. If you're installing just our SayWeather system without the visibility and ceiling, it's just plug it into the wall and you're done. If you're going to install the visibility and ceiling sensors, that requires a little bit of infrastructure. You may have to have an electrician provide some conduit to provide 120 volt AC power to those units. But that's about it.
Okay. So the Davis Weather Station, is there any electrical requirement for that or not?
No.
So that's all self-sustained. Is there batteries or just... No?
There is a battery backup. There's a primary lithium cell that usually lasts about 3 years. It is capable of operating that integrated sensor suite in total darkness. If there's no solar energy, it will operate for about 6 months.
Oh, you did say it's solar. So you get solar.
It's solar.
Recharges
power.
The battery. Yeah, you did say that. That's great. That's great. Okay. And then how about someone who just abhors following directions? Could they set it up? I'm asking for a friend.
Absolutely. Sure. We do have some setup guides that we include in the system, and it's fairly straightforward to do.
With pictures, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I could, my friend could.
Could do it.
Could do that. That's great. Right. That's great. Okay. So you see, you've got about 100 of these deployed already.
Right.
And more interest to follow, I imagine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sun and Fun here has been great. We try to have a booth here every year. We're actually at Paradise City. Our system is currently being used at Paradise City right now to provide the briefings to the pilots flying in, and we've had incredible interest here at the show.
So is that included in the, so where would a pilot find out about a SayWeather system at an airport?
Yeah, typically the airport will publish that information, and it can be in the directory, and it can be locally. One of the things we do when we ship SayWeather systems, we actually provide some signage that can be posted at the airport. But it's also up to the airport owner operator to publish that information in the directories.
So the airport owner operator would behoove them to say, hey, we now have weather through SayWeather, and here's how you access it. Click three times on the CTAF frequency or a UNICOM frequency.
Exactly.
And the like. But we're not going to find this info yet on charts.
Well,
there is
a note in the AIM that indicates that on an approach plate, there can be an asterisk next to the CTAF to indicate that there's automated weather available on that frequency.
Oh, so an asterisk next to the CTAF frequency
could
mean a number of things. One, it could mean that there's the weather available.
Right.
And would we just know, we just have to know it'd be three clicks, or is that kind of
well,
the standard?
You know, honestly, Ron, what we would really like at some point is to see so many of these systems out there that people just automatically will key their mic, and if there's a system there, it will respond.
Yeah. Well, I've used either your system or a similar one at several airports I've gone to before, and I like the opportunity to click because there's no other weather source available. So I don't recall the airport right at the moment, nor if it was a SayWeather or I don't know, maybe they've got competitors.
We do have some competitors.
I figured
out there.
You would.
We
do. I mean, anything this popular would there'd probably be several people clamoring for it. So, all right. So, Yeah, and it's certainly beneficial. Pilots landing at an airport, you obviously need to know the winds. That's
sure.
real important for choosing the correct one runway to land on and hopefully avoiding a tailwind if you can.
Sure.
And then also getting the current barometric pressure so that we can set our altimeter and be accurate
right.
on that and the like.
Right. Right.
So I would imagine that because this is advisory weather, it's probably not going to work with an instrument approach at an airport.
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Ron.
Okay.
So interestingly, the FAA published an advisory circular 135-45 a couple of years back. And in Alaska and Hawaii, what 135-45 does is allow use of advisory information for IFR operations for Part 135 operators.
For Part 135.
So we actually have a system in Alaska right now that's being used by a 135 operator for IFR. And, you know, we would really like to see those regulations open up the opportunity for Part 91 and 135 here in the lower 48. We provide AWAS quality information, and we provide information for the airport owner operator to maintain the calibration on those systems.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's great. So if we were going to summarize the benefits of Say Weather, Larry, obviously it's weather available to pilots where there isn't any heretofore,
right?
Much less costly than an AWAS or an ASOS, and mm-hmm. particularly if that airport doesn't have federal funding. So this is
right.
affordable, as low as $9,000 and as high as $45,000 mm-hmm. if you get the more sophisticated system. And it allows pilots to be situationally aware by looking outside and hearing the weather rather
Absolutely.
Than searching for it on an iPad or on the Garmin 750 screen
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Right. Absolutely.
Hearing it is just a whole lot more easily integrated with the overall situation awareness.
Right. Right. Right.
Wow, what a fabulous product. So Connect 6 has been available in existence for 6 or 7 years, you said?
2016 was when
2016,
we sold our first
yeah,
system.
7 years?
Right, right.
Good.
And back then, of course, we had our basic system. But one thing I would like to add about the benefits is that we have our system publishing to the internet continuously, once a minute.
Uh-huh.
And so it's great to be situationally aware when you're approaching the airport, but now with that internet publishing, you can get our information on ForeFlight.
Oh,
get
sweet.
It online. You can actually text.
Yeah.
Get all the information.
Is it available on ADS-B too or not?
It's not available on ADS-B right now, but
okay.
we're aiming for that someday.
Good. Well, a few things to resolve in the future, but until then, we got a great product in Say Weather for airports that don't otherwise have an opportunity for automated weather. So this is a great product, and I appreciate you coming by, Larry. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ron.
Telling us about your product and Connect 6. This is look forward to seeing more of them and their products at more and more airports as you fly to them. So for the Florida Aviation Network, I'm Ron Timmermans. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned and come back for more interviews later this morning and throughout the afternoon from here at Sun and Fun 2023. Thank you for joining us.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.